So the Bert Munro Challenge set to return today sees bikers compete in a whole bunch of challenges across the Southland region. Of course, Bert Munro Challenge Chair Craig Hyde is with us. Craig, morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well. Good to be back.
Oh, it's always good to be back. Yeah.
And what about the enthusiasm? Got a lot of enthusiasm from people who didn't get a chance during COVID?
Yeah, definitely. We've got, the rally site opens today at lunchtime. And I've been out there yesterday. There's probably just about a couple hundred people out there camping already. And just to tease them a wee bit, we put a wee bit of wind and a bit of rain their way yesterday just to make them feel at home.
What is the forecast for the next few days?
So we just had a wee bit of rain overnight, and it's meant to finish in the next hour or two. And I think, so today won't be too bad. It'll get better as it goes on. So tomorrow's better again. I think we're up to like 17 degrees, and then we might be 19 on Friday, and then I think 23 on Saturday.
So, have to whip the leathers off at 23. 10,000 people in town. Well, what's that do for the bottom line? I mean, that's a lot of money, a lot of people.
Yeah, it is a lot of money and a lot of people. It's great for the town. It's one of the bigger events for the year. And we've got, because we've got Motorcycle Mecca down here and Bill Richardson Museum, it's great for those type of places, that a big influx of people to come in and look at all their bike museums and things too. E-Hays is a big thing down here.
Yeah.
All our accommodation's booked out right through to all our small towns in the country.
Brilliant.
Just great for the town in general.
Yep. What the media trying to make something of this police and the gang aspect of that? Are the gangs a problem?
No, gangs have never been a problem. We had similar 2 years ago. They come down, I think, on the Tuesday or Wednesday, and then they're gone Thursday. And I believe this one's going to be gone Thursday as well.
Okay.
So they're not actually here for the Bert Munro as such. So, but saying that, Mike, we've had gang members in at our events before. They come in patched, and at the gate we don't allow patches in.
Right.
We ask them to turn their jackets around. They do that. They walk in. Never had a problem with them.
Good stuff. All right. Well, go well this time around. Hope it works really well for you. Craig Hyde, Bert Munro Challenge Chair, with us this morning.